The Wangaratta Festival of Jazz and Blues is coming up in the first weekend of November, and there is such an exciting part of the community engagement program this year. And joining me from the festival is co-artistic director Adam Simmons. Hello, Adam.
Hello, Pip. How are you?
Oh my goodness. I am seriously freaking excited because I've read this little release that's come through and there was no way known that I ever expected this band to be coming to Wangaratta for the Jazz and Blues Festival. Now, not only is Spiderbait coming, but there's the opportunity for some local players to get up on stage with them. Tell me more.
Absolutely. This is not going to be your average Spiderbait show. Wangaratta Festival of Jazz and Blues is not your average jazz and blues fest. So we've gone all out. We do have Spiderbait coming. And I played in the Horns of Death years ago, about 25 years ago. I've played with them again a couple of years ago on Triple M. And I really love that I'm going to be able to invite, you know, at least 50 to 100 of my closest new friends to join Spiderbait on stage. And we'll be playing a couple of their hits. We will be learning how to play Black Betty, which is an old blues song anyway.
It is, yes.
And we'll be doing some improvised things over some of their big heavy grooves. And just letting Wit go crazy on guitar. And so it's going to be really easy. I'm just looking for horn players, whether they're saxophones, trumpets, trombones, sousaphones. We've got two of those. We've got a bassoon player roped in, clarinets, flutes. If you can blow it, you should be there on stage.
What a fantastic opportunity for some of our local players. And I love this as well. It says, there is no minimum requirement other than being up for a rollicking good time, which I've seen Spiderbait live, and honestly, that's exactly what it is. It's just rambunctious fun.
Yes, yes. You just have to follow some simple instructions from me. I'll wave my hands at you and you go, all right, okay, I'll play. And we'll learn a couple of simple melodies. You know, blues, rock and roll, it's usually three notes. It's how you play them, though.
Yeah, exactly. Once more with feeling. Now, Adam, I do have a little bit of a question. Do you need a triangle player? Because that's about all my musical expertise lends itself to.
Oh, I reckon we can fit you in. You're in.
All right. Excellent. Now, the first rehearsal, when's that scheduled for?
Next Tuesday, 26th of September, 6 to 7pm at the Wangaratta Performing Arts Centre.
And for anyone who is interested, how many rehearsals would they need to attend?
We're doing them then the fortnight after, on the 10th and the 24th of October, and probably one on the day. But as long as you can make a couple of them, that'd be great. Or at least if you've got friends. If you don't make all of them, we'll be able to manage, I'm sure.
Good stuff.
We want to make sure that people can actually join in.
Yes, absolutely.
So the one reason for several rehearsals is to sort of just give everybody a chance. If they can't make all of them, then they can at least make a couple.
Yeah. Well, if you'd like to jump up on stage with the Horns of Death as they accompany Spiderbait at Merriwa Park on Sunday, the 5th of November, as part of the Wangaratta Festival of Jazz and Blues, Adam, what's the best way to get in touch?
The easiest way, if you send an email to artists@wangarattajazz.com, or alternatively, just, you know, hop on Facebook or something. These days it's easy enough to contact people. But yeah, send me an email at artists@wangarattajazz.com and I'll sign you up and just keep me posted.
Fabulous.
And details.
Well, all the best with the festival this year. Co-artistic director Adam Simmons, thank you for joining me.
Thank you very much, Pip.